Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now we're going to talk about some of Ireland's best loved and most readily available foods, things like beets and turnips and carrots and leeks. And here to tell us about what is so special in his mind about root veg is Chef Brian McDermott. We're talking about key ingredients again, Brian. And for you, this selection that you have in front of you, lovely selection. These are all secret ingredients, really, that we should be making more of in this country.
Yeah, they're all stable, Claire. And what that means is they're usually in our store cupboard, in our fridge, or we go to the shop and sometimes we just pick up carrots and parsnips. We don't know why. And we think, oh, sure, if we have them, we'll have something. And our tone tends to just go like that. Where I think the complete opposite, the vibrancy of this veg, both in its colour, what it can give you in terms of health and nutrition, but also the versatility in how you cook it. And I think the point today is, if you're going to buy carrots, think for a moment, what's available to me in carrots? Because we know when we see that bright, long orange carrot, but we have purple carrots, we have yellow carrots, rainbow carrots. They never were orange. You know, it was William of Orange that the colour was changed to make them
right,
that vibrant orange carrot. So if you think of one ingredient, then think, what else could I do with it? Because there's a reason why you're fed up eating carrots.
Probably. But see that black carrot you have in your hand. I have never seen one of those before. Will you? I know you have a peeler there beside you. Take the skin off him.
Beautiful.
So I'm dying to have a look.
And if you listen to this, I mean, peeler, firstly, I have a nice little rattle, your favourite peeler. And when you peel, look at that. You're getting that purple, deep moisture being released. And try and peel from head to toe, the whole way down, one big strand, not this. If you hear this.
Oh, yeah, that's my hand.
You've got a bad peeler, Claire. You need to change your peeler.
No, I'm a bad peeler, I think. So it's a very deep purple then on the inside. And does it taste like the orange
carrot? Well, you see, look, this is working already because you're inquisitive about this. Imagine your kids when they see this colour and argue with you, you know, that's not a carrot. And you tell that story about it being the original colour. Also that they're there in a vibrant yellow as well as orange. Do they taste different? Slightly more of a sort of maybe a little bit of earthiness that'll come from them.
Right.
But, you know, these will kind of traditionally boil. The main reason why you're fed up with vegetables, we all get bored, is their moisture. They're wet. We were force fed them. So the memory's not great. We need to change that. And I think if you look at the likes of this for roasting, if you roast a carrot like this, take two colours, three colours of carrots, maybe introduce a baby carrot into it. You know, it'll cook in its whole position. Just take the tops off it, give it a scrub. You don't necessarily need to peel those thin little carrots like that because what washing will do, washing removes the obvious, kills bacteria, is cooking. And if you're going to roast vegetables, just say carrots, maybe a bit of parsnip in there as well, onion. What you do, chop them up, put them into a bowl, two tablespoons of olive oil, toss it round, season it. The reason you season it in the bowl with the olive oil is that the salt and pepper sticks to the oil, sticks to the vegetables.
Yeah.
Not blows off in a fan oven when you put it in and it's not stuck to it. And then into a really hot tray that you've preheated 200 degrees. And if you put those baby vegetables or you cut them in a different way that the kids aren't used to, then you're changing it again. You actually are educating yourself to educate your family to eat better, to bring vibrancy, colour and just change the perception of dull, stable vegetables.
With, roasted carrots, I find it takes so long to roast them. That you see the onions you have in that tray there now, they're going to roast quicker than the carrots, right? So how do I deal with that?
Okay, it's uniformity in terms of size. Two things when you're roasting vegetables. It improves sweetness and caramelization. I love that word, caramelization. It just brings up everything in terms of flavour. Turn your oven on to 200 degrees. Take a dry tray. Put it in, nothing in it. Have that tray in there for 10 or 12 minutes when you're preparing your vegetables. Then you've got a uniform cut into the bowl, all together, like I said, in with the olive oil. Season it up, add maybe some rosemary and thyme. Toss that. Get a cloth, take out that hot tray, put it on your table, tip those vegetables straight away and it's going to start to immediately start to roast straight back into the oven. 18 to 20 minutes will roast a uniform cut standard chunk. Yes,
a carrot in 18 minutes?
Yeah, and the difference here is that you're not starting to try and heat cold tray, cold oil, loads of oil and loads of vegetables.
Okay.
How many times have you gone over and back a tray, cold tray with oil drizzle and thinking, oh, I've missed all those carrots? You'll take the oil that you're using down to about a quarter by tossing it in the bowl. The seasoning will stick to it. And then at the very end, Claire, I tend to put a little bit of local honey just over the top of it. We mentioned five spice, I think, just before Christmas when we focused on spices. If you want, but who's your audience? What are you trying to achieve? Who are you transferring over to say, right, bring back these root vegetables, the carrots, the colour, everything that's going to give my kids excitement in its preparation, its storage, how we purchase this. That is the starting point. Back to basics here on this.
So now I haven't looked at the yellow carrot yet, and I do want to move on to the other things other than carrots, but I'm curious about that too. So that's,
we're going to take a nice big strand of that. Now, again, when you're peeling, just peel once. Again, I see people and they go around to two or three times. No, because a lot of the vitamin C that we're after lies just in under that skin. I can smell that now. There's a sweetness. There's an old style memory of a smell of carrot. I'm going to throw it.
I have no catch.
It's gone across the floor.
Excuse me, when I pick the carrot up off the floor.
As Claire's picking up that, the case I'll make for the yellow carrot is it's mellow, it's softer, it's brilliant the likes of fish, white meats, where we associate that orange typical carrot with meats, casseroles, you know, carrots left to the side when they're stewed in there. Can you smell that?
Yeah, it is different to the orange carrot, but it's not, like, is it yellow or is it just a pale orange?
It's kind of yellow is how it's described, and it just, you're releasing the sweetness. So typically
is
what
is... parsnippy?
Getting there. I would agree with you. You know, there's a kind of hybrid going on there.
Yeah.
Now, what I would say in relation to carrot is their flavour is sweet, typically.
Mm-hmm.
A parsnip is slightly spiced note off it, slightly peppery, but really earthy. It's just, for me, it's one to go to say... Bring it in with carrots and you'll get an almost instant natural seasoning where you don't need as much pepper, a little pinch of salt, a little bit of butter, maybe if you're going to mash it up. Not sure what you do, not sure how your kids eat it, but most of them tend to eat it mashed.
Don't cook parsnips very often. And then the other thing I don't cook very often is that thing you have there, a turnip. I know people really like them, but I'm just not mad about them.
So Claire, this is your typical, what we call
a turnip.
Okay, but it's not, it's a Swede. Irish see this Swede, which is your typical purple base, going out into a faded yellow. You know, we grew these commercially when I was growing up and I had a job which was snedding turnips. Do you know what that is?
No.
So snedding turnips, I think they just gave it to me as a title and a job, if I'm honest, to keep me occupied. But it was taking the leaves off the top of it. And that was when they were harvested. So firstly,
they're out of the ground.
Yeah. So we're talking today about root vegetables. Root vegetables are an edible plant that grows below the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That is it classified. So typically a turnip, a little bit of the purple will be what's kind of popping out of the soil. As it's harvested by hand, I used to have to just cut the leaves off it. Little did I know, you know, then what I know now in relation to those leaves being totally edible, real peppery flavour. But back to this, what we describe as a basic turnip. My mum would have cooked the living daylights deliberately and respectfully out of this.
Boiled
it. You peel it and you boil it in salted water.
Yeah.
She would have drained it, returned it to the heat and then would have had a cast iron, not a frying pan, but that old kind of, you can imagine that Le Creuset style cast iron on the side of the Stanley Range.
Oh, she fried it, did she?
Yeah, into that. She really heated that up. Into that went a knob of butter. It melted quick and then she would spoon the turnip in with some onion and she would sweat and fry. And it was like she was taking the moisture further out of the turnip and you were left with this amazing, buttery, beautiful flavour with
and
a bit of pepper.
And was the turnip sliced still or had she mashed it?
It was mashed, but a rough kind of texture. You know, you weren't looking for that smooth potato mash. It was kind of, I suppose it would be kind of, you know that
lumpy.
Beyond baby food, not totally smooth, but just enough to transition.
Are you saying that is the way we should cook it now, or have you more ideas for it?
That's what I love doing with it, for memory, for nostalgia, for me saying, wow, I can nearly go back to that time when I was snedding turnips as a title. I could see the muck in my feet, the muck in the turnip. You know, we ate them raw in the field as well, which they're absolutely beautiful.
Very hard and now to eat raw.
Yeah, they're quite nice. And again, I'm going to recommend people peel a turnip because look at how easy, I mean, I know we're on radio, but I am really easily top to bottom taking the skin off that.
Yeah.
Again, what you hear at home is people chopping down on it and then trying to peel in towards their chest with a knife, which is quite dangerous. What else can you do with that? We're sharing a recipe today for it as a soup. Not excited, are you?
No, I think it could be really nice because you've got this sort of element of spice really with a turnip.
Yeah, it's earthy. So what we want to do is preserve the turnip, preserve the Swede, because I'm calling that out as the main ingredient of the soup. Therefore, I want that. But what I'm bringing in is leeks, onion, potato, bay leaf, a little bit of fresh thyme, and you're sweating in butter, you're topping up with stock, you're allowing that slowly cook out, and we're going to blend and blitz that to a really, really smooth, beautiful soup. What you could do if you really wanted to kind of, I suppose, excite that up then as you're serving it, is a little bit of even smoked bacon that you've cooked separately.
Lovely.
Onto the top of it, and you've got a beautiful soup. not a vegetable that we should just bulk out, particularly any of these root vegetables. You know, we don't think of them as just get them in there to an old casserole or get them in there to a stew. It'll bulk it out. We'll hide the vegetables.
Yeah, but they're great for that too, though.
Well, look, they're no different to anybody in a classroom. Everybody should have an opinion, and so should each of these vegetables. And I think it's our job to bring them along, to nourish them. And I think we can do that with beautiful root vegetables.
Make them the star of the show is what 100%, you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, you have a beetroot with you as well. And I have to confess, I probably would never go for that now while I'm doing the shopping. I just wouldn't really know what to do with it. Is that shameful to say?
Yeah, and look, no, it's not shameful. And again, that's what today's about. It is looking and saying to yourself, I would never buy. Could I add it to the shopping list with a question mark?
Yeah.
When I go in and I see beetroot, you're expecting what I'm doing today, which is I'm opening this up, cutting the typical style, real deep purple beetroot. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting the water, you're getting the colour. You know, my hands will be dyed in this. Wear gloves if you're at home and doing it. But look to the side of it, Claire, and you will see rainbow, little golden, yellow, Irish grown beets that are absolutely beautiful. Again, when you roast them or you simply boil them or steam them, they're sensational. So a couple of ways you can do this. You've probably heard the recipes where you can wrap it in tin foil, pop it into the oven, maybe at the end of a roast chicken.
Peeled?
No, you can leave it in, skin everything on. And then what'll happen is as it kind of cooks in the oven, it'll pop out of the skin. You're ready to slice that. Now, that is not the flavour of the old jars that I suppose I would remember from the mammy salad going back 25, 30 years ago. That becomes pickled. This has a real deep ruby. I would nearly say, I go beyond what is an earthy flavour. To me, it's when you nearly feel safe. You're tasting something and you go back to a memory and you go, you can relate it to a farm. Mm-hmm. You can relate it to the ground and to the earth. Let's get back to that, because a big thing I'm going to say here in your vegetable selection is just think of it growing here and not flowing here. That's the big thing, because we are losing so many Irish growers in this country.
Yeah, it's and a thing with cabbage as well, isn't it? We'll talk about that maybe another day, because it's not in the root veg category, but we do underuse cabbage and it's so available to us. So now we have, you're saying you can wrap it in the tin foil and roast it, but you mentioned steaming it as well.
Yeah, so just again, what you can do is just give it a little bit of a scrub, take the kind of beets off the top of it into a steamer. It'll take about 18 to 22 minutes typically. Mm-hmm. Now, what you see sold in raw beetroot now is you tend to have it like what I have it today, which is just three little bulbs of it tied together. You know, you're talking about 260, 270 for that. It's not bad to get you into the entry point. Once you steam that and cook it, you'll say, but what am I going to do with it? Like, am I going to put it with a meat? No, let's add this into a little bit of a goat's cheese, walnut. I'm sure you've got, you know, some pickles or something going on and left over there for Christmas. January should be about clearing out, but it also should be bringing colour, vibrancy to lift your mood. This is mood food. If you don't get it in the purple, you get it in the golden. Mm-hmm. If you get it in the golden, you can actually eat it raw by slicing it very, very thin, a vinaigrette over the top of it, maybe some grilled chicken in alongside it. You've made yourself a healthy, you're nearly saying to yourself, summer's miles away, but could I bring a little bit of that warm vibrancy in our food to improve our mood?
Okay.
Yes,
so
you can.
Our homework is go find the black carrots. And use
purple.
Purple carrots. They look black to me. The Swedes or the turnips, start using them again, and let's experiment with beetroot, right?
Yeah, and put them onto your shopping
and
list.
And your work is done then, Brian, if we do all that.
That's a starting point, and let's go from that. Let's build upon it and let's get colour, vibrancy and far more good health into our diet.
Lots of Brian's recipes up on our website, rte.ie/todaycb.